I'll be listening to All Things Transformers till all are one. This is Stan Bush signing off.
You're listening to All Things Transformers, episode 34, recorded Thursday, November 12th, 2009. Transformers! Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers, episode 34. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me as always is...
DFG1 Mike, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Kind of tired, especially with having stayed up so late, messing with the new forums that I've created.
Yes, we have new forums now. Cafe Spark is officially closed.
Yep, it is closed, no longer to be used. Pretty much everything that's in that old forum, including your logins and everything else, are still fully functional in the new forum, because I figured out how to convert it over, which is awesome.
Yep. Yes, we burnt Cafe Spark to the ground and collected the insurance money.
Yep, and out of it came the Nexus.
Yes. So it's PredaconEmpire.com/Nexus for the new forums.
Correct.
What do we want to start with?
Well, I guess we'll start off with the new Transformers initiative for the Hasbro channel is called Hunt for the Decepticons. Basically, Hasbro's... emerged with new information on their new... Well, this is for their new television channel with Discovery. This show will be called Hunt for the Decepticons, which sounds kind of lame, but they've announced that Transformers and Transformers Revenge of the Fallen writers Roberto Orsi and Alex Kurtzman will be working on the content for the new network. And they didn't connect their names with the Transformers, but most likely they'll probably write for that as well as G.I. Joe.
Well, it's either that or they're going
to see if they're going to do another G.I. Joe.
Well, it's either that or they're going to start a Abrams vs. Star Trek animated series, which, because out of all the stuff that I've looked for about this new, supposed new and upcoming cartoon next year, the only thing I found as far as either Orsi or Kurtzman was the fact that they're talks to do, obviously, the unnamed Star Trek sequel. Nothing about them dealing with Transformers at all. So I'm just taking it as an unfounded rumor at this point.
Yeah, I treat anything like that as rumor at this point anyhow.
Yep. I got something over here. Revenge of the Fallen, nominated for People's Choice Awards. Oh, good lord.
Oh, man.
While I'm not really I am complaining, but I'm not at the same time, because at least it's not a movie that I've never heard of.
That is true.
Member, according to Cybertron.com, Member Dragons has let us know that Transformers Revenge of the Fallen is up for a People's Choice Award for Best On-Screen Team. It is up against the likes of Harry Potter and Twilight. So this is going to be a competition. Cast your vote by clicking here and click on the favorite on-screen team link near the bottom of the page. Wow. It better win if it's only up against those two other films, because, hello, Harry Plopper and Sparkly Vampires. Yeah, I would hope Giant Devastator Balls would win over that.
Well, the only thing I could see stopping the movie would be, as horrible as this sounds, the Twilight movie.
Oh, God.
Because of the fangirl fan base. Although I would say Transformers would do much better anyhow, just because it's been around longer and there's such a huge fan base and toy base that I could see it still beating out Twilight no matter what.
See, that's the thing. You know, 25, 26-year fan base and 26-year history compared to a movie that has fucking sparkly vampires and only got, you know, little girls excited in their pants, when it first came out. Whatever. I mean, hell, you could almost compare the Twilight girl fan craziness to how female Transformers feel about Starscream. It's the same damn thing. But, you know, I don't know. Against those two films, if the giant robots don't win, there's something wrong with the world.
Yeah.
There just is.
I would say so.
What else you got?
I've got Hasbro trademark application for power core combiners. Apparently, Transformers at the Moon reports that Hasbro has applied for a new trademark. It's categorized as toy action figures, toy vehicles, and toy robot convertible into other visual toy forms, which is Transformers. It could either A, be a new subline for 2010, or some new gimmick that they've got for Revenge of the Fallen, or maybe even something for the new show. Who knows at this point? Hopefully it's not like a rehash of, like, what it sounds like to me is it's a rehash of all the old, like, Power Mask, Target Master, all that crap.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. So really, who cares?
Yeah.
I'm just looking at, I'm looking at Target, online, because I'm looking at their prices for some of the Transformers stuff, because apparently the Black Friday ads have been released or been leaked or whatever, and apparently all Transformers at Target, the deluxe class figures, are going to be $7.99, which that's pretty cool. I don't know if it's all, I don't know if it's all brands of Transformers, if it's just the Revenge of the Fallen Deluxe, I'm not sure. That's why I'm kind of searching on Target.com, looking to see what the deal is.
Yeah, because I know that I wouldn't mind seeing some new Transformer toys, but for the love of God, could we get off of the Revenge of the Fallen trip? I'm so tired of seeing Revenge of the Fallen that it's not even funny.
Well, alright. Like I said in ToyCast, episode 23.5, which is out now, go to geekcastradio.com. Yes, it's shameless plug time. But as I said in that episode, the only movie figure that I actually liked the design of was Ravage. And that is the only movie figure of a movie design that I will ever own. But yeah, you're right. We need new toys. Actually, it's funny. I was at Rite Aid yesterday, and I was just kind of like bumming around. My mom was back there dropping off a prescription, so I was just kind of like walking around looking at stuff. And I happened to walk into their very minuscule toy aisle. Of course, it's Rite Aid. It's a drugstore. They can have a whole fucking aisle dedicated to liquor, but they have like maybe a quarter of a shelf space dedicated to toys in the toy aisle. And I just happened to start looking, and they had like maybe five or six of the Revenge of the Fallen activators. They actually had one Transformers Universe Tankor, and they had a Transformers Universe Prowl. But the problem with it is, is that whereas if I went to Walmart or Target to get these universe figures, they would have been 10, maybe 12, maximum of $13 after tax. Here at Rite Aid, they were $17.99 apiece. These are for deluxe class figures. Sorry, no. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know. As much as I like Transformers, and I like those figures, I really did. Now, whether I would actually own Tankor is probably a little questionable. Even though he is a triple changer, I would probably get Prowl before I got Tankor. But at $17, no. That's I paid $3 more for my Voyager Optimus Prime. Of course, you know, different stores are going to have different prices. I know that Toys R Us is notorious for sometimes having higher prices than other places. Maybe this sale... maybe this sale hasn't started yet. The only thing I'm seeing that's lower than $40 or $20 is... Soundwave figure at $10, which, you know, all of the deluxes, when I went to find my Ravages, or my Ravage, all of the deluxes that they had for Revenge of the Fallen were $10. So, you know, if they're going to cut it again to $7.99, that's great, but whatever. But yeah, we need a new toy line. We need something new. We need something fresh. You know, as I was saying on the other episode of ToyCast, when I was doing that, you know, the universe line that they're supposedly supposed to have died. But why would you kill a line where you can release anything in it? It's called Transformers Universe. It's not a theme-specific line. It's not like Transformers Animated. It's not like Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. You can release anything under that banner. You can put the 25th anniversary marking thing on there and release anything under that. Why would Hasbro take that away? That makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't really make any sense whatsoever, because that would be the way to go at this point in time.
Yep. Yes, it would. What else we got? What else do we want to talk about?
I guess we can just jump right in, because this show, obviously, now is not, it is completely discussion-based now, for the most part, other than when we get interviews or there's a news topic to be talked about. So, pretty much, we can just jump right into it. It's probably not going to be that big of a discussion today, but...
Yeah,
nonetheless, we'll have one.
And the reason for this reformatting of all things Transformers is because, obviously, Revenge of the Fallen is going to fade. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but I mean the hype and the excitement and everything else. I mean, the DVD's out. People can watch it whenever they want to. You know, and honestly, the news is dropping. There's no news outside of comic book news and toy news. While I enjoy Transformers toys, a lot of the toy news is not stuff that I want to talk about. I mean, it's mostly unfounded rumors of, you know, different, and I'm not saying this to be mean, different, you know, third-party companies or knockoff companies that are releasing stuff. Or that are, you know, giving us updates on stuff. And I don't mean that in a negative way at all. You know, I think Fans Project has done an awesome job with the stuff that they've done. You know, I want that Shadow Commander armor. Hint, hint, if anybody wants to get it for me for Christmas. But anyway, actually, losing my voice here. Wow. First time in over a year of, almost over a year of podcasting that I've almost lost my voice.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's all it is. So what do you want to discuss? What do you want the discussion topic to be?
Well, I was thinking we could discuss the, like, our ideas and thoughts for the new Transformers cartoon. And who we think they should have come as writers, voice actors, whether they should drop the mold of certain characters and just start all over.
I think, well, my main idea stands true, I think. Of course, I know it'll never happen, unfortunately, but I want a Shattered Glass animated show. Because I want to see the animated characters in the Shattered Glass colors. Hell, even just a Shattered... It doesn't even have to be the animated design type. Just take from the comic, and even if they don't make a cartoon series out of it, if they made a movie out of it. You know, just like a, you know, 70-minute animated film that features the characters from the BotCon 2008 comic book. I would love to have that. I think that as far as voice actors for that idea, Peter Cullen could pull off a very dark Optimus Prime because he did a very, very dark voice for Carr in the 2008 Knight Rider TV show. You know, I would really enjoy that. You know, that's one of my... I haven't read a lot of comics lately or really ever. In my entire life, I'm not, you know, not that I don't like comics. I was more into action figures and movies and stuff like that than I was into comics. But the BotCon 2008 Shattered Glass comic is probably my favorite comic ever, as of this point right now. And I would like to see that translated to another medium, whether it's animation, whether it's hell, if somebody wants to make a stop-motion thing with their toys, I'd love to see that. That would be kind of cool. But I would like to see a Shattered Glass animated something, whether it's, like I said, a movie or a TV series, whatever. Unfortunately, I know that's not going to happen because Hasbro would be like, well, that's technically confusing kids saying bad is bad and good is good, or, you know, you're basically taking Optimus Prime, who has been good or, you know, the, you know, hero for 25 years and basically saying, oh, he's the villain now. But I still say it would be a good... I still think it would be a good contrast and something way different than they've done before.
Yeah, I would like them to... or would like to see them do something completely different and not just keep going back to the same old mold of what they seem to keep falling into. It just seems like they keep rehashing the same thing over and over.
Yep.
They need to just do something new, have like a new, either new writing team come in or one that's experienced with the Transformers franchise.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, you even saw when they brought in Bob Ford and Larry DiTillio for animated, it actually got better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm probably going to have to write something up kind of, not really apologizing, but kind of going back on my original write-up of animated, because looking back on it now after we've gotten Season 3, that is, just outside of G1, Beast Wars, and Beast Machines, that's my favorite Transformers show. I mean, that show is just so awesome. And it's a damn shame that it only lasted three seasons. And, of course, you know, it's fucking Cartoon Network's fault because they want to go CN Real. Oh,
yeah, don't even get me started on the CN Real bullshit.
Yeah, we're not going to go there.
That's an entirely different topic right there.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I don't know what else they could do, because if they're wanting to keep it, like cars, you know, vehicles that turn into robots, it's probably going to be another series. They could do a whole other fiction, and try, you know, kind of like what Beast Wars did, with, and originally, you know, I've read, originally they wanted Beast Wars to be completely different from G1, they originally had no intentions of tying Beast Wars and Beast Machines into Generation 1 whatsoever. And then, I guess, at that time, Fan Outcry said, no, we want this, we want that. And that's how we got the story of, you know, the end of Season 2, beginning of Season 3 of Beast Wars, where they came in, and then optimal situation and all that. I've been looking at some of the stuff on YouTube recently, so... Yes, that's another thing. Somebody wants to get me for Christmas the 3 seasons of Beast Wars on DVD. That'd be great too.
Yes, because then we could review them.
Yes, then we can actually start the much anticipated Beast Unleashed podcast, which was supposed to start this year.
Well, that's due to other reasons.
Well, not only that. I mean, it's mainly due to the fact that I don't have the DVDs, and but I mean, it is, you know, you are right. There are other factors, but. Yeah, that show won't premiere until next year. So, yeah, I mean, I honestly don't know what kind of original thing they could do for 2010.
Yeah, I don't know either. I just would like to see them do something out of the ordinary. It just, I don't know, keeps getting rehashed. It's kind of like beating a dead horse.
Yeah. No.
Just kind of.
Yeah.
But for like voice actors though, I'd like to see them bring back like some of the old G1ers, like Peter Cullen and even Welker, even if they don't want him to reprise his role.
Yeah.
See,
I don't know how. I'm not sure. Like, I know he reprised, obviously, Soundwave and the Dr. Claw voice for Revenge of the Fallen, but I'm not exactly sure. I don't know what he's been doing lately as far as animation, because I haven't really seen his name on a lot of stuff recently.
Yeah, he hasn't really been showing up in a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah.
I know he's been doing, I mean, obviously he's still doing, like, Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
But that's to be, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously that's something he's going to end up doing. But, I'd like to see him. I'd like to see, I can't remember his name. The guy that did the voice of Rat Trap and Dinobot.
Oh, Scott McNeil.
Yeah, I'd like to see them, you know, bring him in. Just bring in, like, a great voice cast, like, of past and present, creating this new franchise.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. I don't know. I mean, even if you couldn't get, excuse me, even if you couldn't get Cullen as Prime, I mean, still, David Kay did a great Optimus Prime.
Oh yeah,
David Kay to do it. Just as long as it's not fucking Neil Kaplan, I would be happy.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely like David Kaye's rendition of Prime compared to the latter, but
yeah. Hell, you could even bring Gary Chalk in, because he did a pretty good job of Prime in the Unicron series. There is Beast Wars, but if you're talking the original type Optimus Prime, where he's the truck and not the monkey. Gary Chalk did do a good job of that, I thought.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I mean, he made a good Optimus Prime next to the original, you know, of Peter Cullen. It was kind of a close tie, considering the fact that Cullen did the original, but these guys, or like David Kay and Gary did the newer versions.
Yeah.
And actually, they did them a lot longer as well.
Yeah, they did. Because Gary Chuck went all the way up till 2006, I think.
As did David Kay as Megatron.
Well, yeah, but I meant just as...
Transformers, yeah.
No, not even that. I mean, just as far as just being Prime, because Chuck was obviously Optimus Primal, and all the other incarnations of Optimus Primal that you had, Optimal Optimus and all that other stuff. And then he was Optimus Prime in the Unicron trilogy, so which, again, so did David Kay. I believe they brought him back for the Megatron role for that series as well, for those three series. So, I mean, you know, if you wanted to, you know, shape a series around them being the voices, I could see that, because if you think about it, Gary Chalk and David Kay, as far as being any version of Optimus and Megatron, they are the 90s version as to what Cullen and Welker were for us in the 80s. It's just the way they are.
Yeah, and pretty much I just want to see a series that isn't kid-based, doesn't focus primarily on freaking humans. I mean, granted, I know you have to have them for the show, just because kids are what they consider to be the primary demographic, but in the end, it's, you know, usually us that keeps it afloat.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'd like to see them actually, you know, eliminate most of the human bullshit, go back to, like, I mean, shit, Beast Wars in itself...
it had those early...
It didn't have... Yeah, I mean, it had them, but they don't really count.
No, I know. Well, I know they don't count. You know, if you just go back as far as G1, you know, you can have, like one-shot human characters, like the generic construction worker, white shirt, jeans, and yellow boots. You know, that's fine if you want to do that. But as far as directly dealing with the Autobots or the Decepticons, have like a Spike and a spark plug, or just, you know, a few main characters. While I enjoyed animated, you know, there were too many humans. You got Sari, Fanzone, what's his name, Sumdac, that dumbass Powell, Masterson, all that crap.
Yeah, Masterson was completely unneeded.
I'm sure there are a few
people... As was Powell.
I'm sure there are a few people right now screaming at their iPods, "No, he was the best! It was the headmaster!" and all that stuff. Because I know a few people that I talk to are fans of Masterson, so...
Yeah, well, that's Satan's incarnate.
Like
both of them. They were both, like, in the Angry Archer. I mean, yeah, I know they were doing, like, nods to, like, people in the franchise, but that was just... I'm sorry, that was just totally stupid. I if it weren't for the fact that I'm a diehard Transformers fan, I would have said, fuck this series, and just went the other way.
Well, again, I have to say, since I have the Transform and Rollout DVD, and then the Season 1, Season 2 sets, you actually have to go back. If you go back and you watch it from the beginning, like I've said in the past, my main problem with animated the cartoon was that I could never catch it, to be caught up and to get into it, because it was, at first it was on at 10:30 in the morning on Saturdays, either I'm asleep or just waking up or I've slept past that time, you know. So, but you know, you should get the DVDs and watch it from the beginning, because it is a very intricate story.
I know. It is good. Don't get me wrong, but I just...
Some bad parts in it.
There's a lot of bad parts in it until Season 3.
I think the one villain that I cannot really stand the most is probably Professor Princess. That was the one that kind of just... That was when, for me, that's when Animated jumped the shark, supposedly. And I think when they got to end of season two with the whole Megatron or Rise of Megatron or... I don't know, it was something. It was that Megatron two-parter. I can't remember it off the top of my head now. And again, I know people are screaming at their iPods or iPhones or iTunes or computers saying, oh, it was this, oh, it was this. The whole, when they really introduced the Space Bridge stuff at the end of season two going into three, that's when I actually started getting into it. And, you know, if I go back and I watch it from the beginning, I'll have to see. There may be, now I'm just teasing this out. Not saying this is going to happen. There may be a animated review cast coming. That just depends on whenever season 3 is released on DVD. I did ask Dave Lambert and Gort Lacey over at TVShowsOnDVD.com on their Facebook wall. I asked them, I said, has there been any news or is there anything indicating that season 3 DVDs are coming soon? And they replied to, not at this time, seeing as how season 4 never happened, and we're not really sure how they could tie it into Revenge of the Fallen being out. Maybe when the next cartoon series comes out, they'll release the season 3 DVDs. You would think that they would just release them anyway, since it's already been, what, six to 8 months since the show ended?
Yeah.
But, you know, I understand it takes that time, 6 to 8 months, to get them off the masters and get them on the DVD. And if they're going to have Derek J. Wyatt or David Kay or whoever come in for maybe commentaries or interviews or whatever, I understand all that takes time. But, you know me, must have instant gratification now.
It's just, yes.
It's just like this Mighty Mug Shockwave thing. Proto Man basically shattered my dreams of actually hoping to get that Mighty Mug Shockwave this month, because BBTS says that their pre-orders are in. You can pre-order it, and it's estimated to arrive this month, November 2009. Proto Man told me that usually means you're not going to get it until January, which sucks.
Yeah.
But, you know, I understand it takes time to make these things. I had pulled up Gary Chalk's IMDb page, and it's very funny. He and Scott McNeil both did in a TV show called Angel and the Bad Man, which was a TV show this year. I've never heard of this show. Gary Chalk also starred in an episode of Supernatural, fortunately.
Yes, he did.
Fortunately.
No, it's not... It's not unfortunately.
Yes, unfortunately.
No, not unfortunately. Spawn of Satan.
Yes, that's what Smallville is. Or no, that's what Supernatural.
You had it right the first time.
Yeah, no, shut up. Anyways, the only
bastard
thing, shut up. The only upcoming thing I see for Chalk is the Saints of Mount Christopher. Falls, whatever that is. So, yes. Apparently Smallville, I know this is a tangent, but apparently it's getting good. I don't know. I'll just wait until the season 9 DVDs come out, because, whatever.
I don't watch that show.
Yeah. Apparently, oh, it's a movie. Okay, never mind. I was looking at, because you know how these websites have ads on different pages and stuff?
Yes.
There's an ad for The Prisoner, which is a movie on AMC this Sunday. And at first I saw the ad and it says Jim Caviezel, which he was obviously, he played Christ in Passion for the Christ, and he played, he was in Frequency.
Yes, which was a great movie.
I love that film. I gotta get that on DVD. Do you have anything else you want to discuss? I haven't even looked at the timer on it to even see how long.
No, Yeah, I'm pretty much done with it, I would say, because we've kind of got not much to talk about on it, but
yeah.
But I mean, yeah, there's a lot I'd like to see them do with the new series. It's just a matter of them, you know, showing us more information to make more of an opinion on it.
Yeah, because I mean, right now there really is none. I mean, you know, there are unfounded rumors of Orci and Kurtzman joining up and writing for the Hasbro channel. I think until the actual channel launches, we're not going to hear too much. I mean, if we do, that's great. But I seriously doubt that we're going to hear much about it right now. Obviously, Revenge of the Fallen is still hot, but obviously, I'm telling you, by the end of January, beginning of February, everybody's going to be so burnt out on ROTF, and it's basically going to be done. So they're going to have to do something between February and next fall. Or
yeah, it's going to definitely fizzle out.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of when.
Would like to let everybody know with this reformatting of all things Transformers, at some point in the next few episodes, probably around episode 40 or 41, we are going to be doing three different commentaries for three episodes of the podcast. One will be for Transformers the movie, the 1986 animated film, and the other two will be the live action films. The reason why we're doing them here is because if I tried to work them into the M-Wire schedule, the nearest time that we could review them would be sometime May of 2013, and Transformers 7 would have been out by then. So, yeah, they will be an ATTF exclusive commentary, not really doing the M-Wire thing, but we're actually going to give you all a DVD commentary that you could listen to while you're watching the film, kind of like what This Week in Geek has done with Hackers, Ghostbusters, and stuff like that. So look forward to that, probably around episode 40 or so of the podcast here. I know you said you wanted to do some more discussion stuff between this episode and 39 or 40 or whatever. So
yes,
you can email or call us and leave us if you'd like us to. If you guys have any suggestions for topics, we're more than open to talk about stuff. So you can email us where?
You can email us at podcast@predaconempire.com.
And you can call the voicemail line, 502-526-5821.
Yes, and also I need to be updating the Twitter account for this site, which I'm just going to use the Predacon Empire one for it, for ATTF.
Oh, that's fine.
It's at Predacon Empire on Twitter. Yeah, there's not very much updates besides, yay, I have a Twitter and Big Bad Toy Store sponsor. So, yeah, pretty much that's all that's on there at this point.
Yeah, I try to update the DCR one and the MWire one and the Tooncast one regularly, but because I no longer have iPhone and I have yet to get an iPod Touch and I don't have my favorite overall mobile Twitter application, which is terrific, I haven't updated a lot lately. I need to start doing that again, but I don't know. I honestly think this topic for another time and another show or a different podcast, but for me, Twitter is kind of like waning in interest. Like, more on Facebook now than I am on Twitter, and I don't know. I still enjoy Twitter. I love the friends that I have on there. You know, it's a great communication tool between friends, but because I don't have instant access all the time via the iPhone anymore, it's just like, oh, yeah, I better go on there and do some posts.
Yeah, I don't have much of anything on there either. At this point, I mean, I spend most of my time on Facebook as well. I mean, it's Twitter's kind of dying for me.
I mean, it isn't for me, but like I said, if I had an iPod Touch or an iPhone, I had that Twitterific app, I would be constantly like I was when I had my iPhone original. So, but yeah, I don't know. So anyway, I guess we will close this one out.
Yes, and be sure to leave feedback on the forums as well as on the email and voicemail line. So as for now, this is Steve Megatron signing off.